easy. You went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Slime!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. Bill, I posted on Twitter a picture. I like to show people on Twitter, if they go to T-Crown Tom, my Twitter ID, I've got a picture, and here's how I headline it. We're at the studio. Here's a picture of Vince getting ready for the show. It looks a lot like Clint Eastwood with a signature by it. I don't know where that signature came from, that photo, but it's an awfully neat one. Here's a picture of Vince getting ready for the radio show. There we go.
Yeah, on Friday, Bill gave me that autographed photo of a young Vince Clemente.
Yeah.
That was very nice of him. Thanks, Bill.
I think he was pretty surprised.
I was, man. Deer in headlights. I couldn't believe it. Thank you very much. Very thoughtful.
Vince told me the story. He says he looks you up at the, you're at that Fanatic show in Rosemont this weekend, and if people are looking to meet Bill Huggins, you can meet him there today still. Bill, how late are you going to be there at that show today, you think?
I'll probably be there at least until 3 o'clock.
Till 3 o'clock. Well, Vince said he looks you up and you go to him, did you talk to Tom? And he's like, no, I saw him yesterday. I was at T-Crown. He goes, you sure you didn't talk to Tom?
I take it you knew that was coming, Tom.
Yeah, well, Bill had called up asking for your address. He was going to ship it to you. He didn't know you were coming to the show. So
very nice.
Yeah, that's a neat picture. So on T-Crown Tom on Twitter, there were a lot of items this week that I posted that people can see when people come in with an item. For instance, a day or two ago, Cam stopped by with, this is a kind of a neat item. It's an Elton Brand Chicago Bulls signed warm-up with the inscription added, his number 42 and 2000 Rookie of the Year. Do you get me? Now, this is also Total Sports Concepts authenticated, which I remember, I don't know if they're still doing things or not, but I remember quite a while ago having some items from them, and they're good. I've looked them up. PSA says they're good. Have you ever run any items with the Total Sports Concept certificate? It almost looks like a driver's license you get from them with it, Bill.
Yeah, I've seen those. No, I don't know that we've run any of those. It's kind of our bidders are more weaned on the major authenticators, the JSA, PSA, Steiner, Upper Deck, and stuff like that. However, like you said, I don't think I've had any issues with any of their stuff.
Yeah, so you'd probably, like, if an item like this went into a Huggins and Scott auction, you'd probably still have somebody look it over for that it's actually a game-issued warm-up and that it's actually signed by Brand.
Yeah, I mean, and it's more or less just verifying it than,
yes,
than getting it up.
Right. Now, is that a type of item? I think maybe 200 or 300, but is that a type of item? It's a black, I guess you can't really call it game worn because it was a warm up before the game, but it's a game worn. Is that a type of item you would want in a Huggins auction, or do you think that's only a couple $100? What do you think of a value of that?
Well, is it the whole warm up or just the jacket?
It's the jacket warm up. It's a really cool looking black jacket. Actually, I mean, it's nice. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could run that. I love game new stuff, and Elton Brand certainly has a name. You know?
Yeah, and I think it was It may have been a rookie year, Warren, although I'm not 100% sure of that, but I think it might have been. Yeah, when he first came up, he was really good with the Bulls. I mean, I think he had an injury too, got traded, but he was really good when they first signed him. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning, and we're giving away this week to one caller. Or if you tweet me an item at T Crown Tom and I use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a 2015 Topps Heritage baseball box. Topps Heritage is designed like 1966 Topps.
Very so cool photos. I like the photos cool. on these, yes.
It really gives you the feeling that you're opening the older packs.
Yep, absolutely.
It's fun, except it's newer guys, although they do have some flashback cards, some original cards.
And one of the inserts is like a gum used. It's like on the
back.
Oh,
yeah.
It looks like there was gum stains on it. It's weird.
Right.
It looks kind of cool.
They purposely put the gum stains on it to make it a short print
and
card.
And it supposedly smells like bubble gum as well. They even took it to that level.
But they don't have bubble gum in the packs. Come on. If you're going to do that, put bubble gum in it. That old bubble gum, I miss that. You know, I opened a pack from the 60s one time. It was a football pack, Bill, and the best card in the pack, the gum had been right next to it. It was an unmarked checklist, which in mint condition was, you know, it was a few hundred dollars at least at the time, probably more now, but the gum had like bubbled up the card. You're thinking, man, I don't know that I want to chew this stuff, if that's what it does when it's sitting next to a card for a while. But so HugginsandScott.com, the April auction begins March 30th, runs through April 9th. A lot of neat items. Here's something, there must not be a lot of these out there, Bill. A 1950-51 George Mikan Scott's potato chips card, graded PSA 4.5 with a $1,000 minimum bid.
Oh, yeah. No, those are very tough. Those, gosh, any basketball regional issues, there's just not much of that around. You get baseball, there's everything, football a little bit, but you get below football, you get into basketball and hockey, there is very little of that stuff out there.
You know, and the thing about basketball, there's collectors all over the world. A lot of people think, you know, because football is so big in the United States that you would think there'd be a bigger market for football rookies or football numbered cards, but actually, around the world, basketball is bigger than football. Soccer is bigger than U.S. football around the world. And basketball really has a lot of bidders all over the world. Do you notice that in your auctions, Bill?
Well, yes. I mean, it actually, maybe it was yesterday, I did have a gentleman who called into the show. I don't know if he came in to see you, this guy Dara. He brought us in a first-year pair of Air Jordans in the box.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
And, yeah, they were his shoes. And he still has the box, and they have light wear on them, but we've done some little research on them, and they get several thousand dollars.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Nice. Wow. Yeah, that's cool. It's really something. Basketball is really, it still hasn't, I don't think, completely taken off. I think a lot of guys in their 20s and 30s are actually big into the basketball collecting with the low-numbered stuff, you know, the parallels like the precious metal gems and things like that. But it is definitely big around the world. And then I was looking, I posted on T Crown Tom, I put up here, regular radio show listeners know I ordered historic autographs Celebrity Edition after I saw this autograph is in it, and I posted when they sent out the order form through the distributors, one of the preview autograph cards was my guy Sean Connery.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's really not a bad, it's around a $70, I think, a suggested retail, real good list of cut signatures in there. So I think that historic autograph Celebrity Edition will come out I think it's going to be middle of April. I know I'm going to open some of
you
that.
You know, I misinterpreted that pick. When I saw it, I thought you had it in the show, in the shop. Yeah. So I rushed through my work at right. ERC, and I flew over to Tom's thinking there'd be a couple boxes for
right.
me to open. But,
right.
you know.
I emailed Vince and Bill and Josh and said, do you think, guess whether I ordered this or not, and attached the Connery.
Yep. Once I saw it, I just, you
yeah,
know,
right.
had to get over right away.
They all guessed correctly, by the way. Kyle from Cary is on the line. What's up, Kyle?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good morning.
I have a Cal Ripken Jr. signed jersey. It's not commercially signed or anything like that. It looks like it was with ink. I've had it for a long time, but I never got around to actually bringing it in to authenticate it. But I did win it at an auction when I was – well, actually – my dad won it for me when I was about 10 years old. I'm about 30 years old now. So it's been a while, but I've kept it in great condition, protected. From what I understand, Cal Ripken Jr. had signed a lot of stuff, but I'm just wondering what a value on that would be should it end up being his actual signature.
It's not a game worn, but it's
correct.
A signed.
Correct. From my understanding, it is not.
Well, that's right up in Bill's area. What are the Ripken jerseys going for in the Washington, Baltimore area, Bill?
They're in the $250 to $400 range.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that does it need to be in a special casing to add more value? I apologize. I'm not quite.
No, the display case, Kyle, is kind of a bonus to that. I mean, when you
okay.
If you were to go and sell that to somebody yourself, I would think you may get more for it with a case. When we sell
right.
those things in our auction, we rarely sell them with display cases because of the shipping aspect.
Okay. So $250 to $400 is what you're thinking?
That's what you can find those for, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good morning.
Ripken's always going to be in demand. Nobody's ever going to break. Now, there's a record I don't think anybody's ever going to break. I don't think he gets enough credit even for that. Well, big deal. He showed up to work every day. How many guys even play 162 games anymore? Not that many.
You know, and after the baseball strike, he certainly brought baseball back to the fans
yes.
for, you know, what he was doing.
He really did. And he was playing shortstop most of that
yep.
time, too. All yep. the beating you take on double plays and stuff at short, really pretty incredible. So now the Huggins and Scott auction. Well, the number here first is 312-332-3776. You can call us with a question about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away to one caller. Or if you tweet me a question at T Crown Tom that we use on the show, we're giving away a 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball box. The winner will have to email Vince at ercdelivery.com before Friday and then set up arrangements that Vince will deliver, his company will deliver it right to your door. So give us a call with an item and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for. Now in the Huggins and Scott auction, HugginsandScott.com, the bidding begins March 30th, a week from tomorrow, and one of the items in there is a Peyton Manning rookie or second-year game-worn Colts helmet with a $750 minimum bid. Have you ever had one of those before, Bill?
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah.
That's very – looks really nice. We took it to a couple of the shows in Philadelphia and everything and had a lot of people want to – can I take a picture of me wearing, you know, holding this helmet and stuff like that?
that leads me into this week. Waddle and Sylvie had posted. Wait, you're going to have to tell me what you think of the value if this inscription helps or hurts the ball. It's a Peyton Manning single sign football with the inscription. Chicken parm, you taste so good. I've never seen that. I thought that's a great inscription. To me, that adds to it. But what do you think, Bill?
Absolutely. I mean, the unique inscriptions like that are very highly prized by collectors. We had a gentleman had a Mickey Mantle signed football. I don't know if he's going to give it to us or not. I think he kind of likes it. But it's a Mickey Mantle signed football that says, Mickey Mantle, 536 home runs, no touchdown.
Boy, I bet he could have been a good football player if his knees were healthy. Oh, man, he was fast the way he was built. But, yeah, no, I've never seen a signed Mantle football. What do you think that would go for?
I'd several thousand dollars easily.
Oh, yeah, that would be nuts. So the guy doesn't want to sell it, though, huh?
Oh, I think he's debating it, yeah.
So how's the crowd been at the Fanatics show in Rosemont?
They were pretty crowded all day yesterday, that's for sure.
Have you seen much good stuff come through for your auctions?
Well, yeah, we picked up a nice Pirates ball with Clemente on it from a gentleman who heard us on the radio, and a couple of other guys. One of the gentlemen, I think he talked to us about Marcus Mariota's shoes. He was here, and he got Marcus Mariota to sign his shoes.
Oh, yeah, that might have been Superman Todd, actually. I think he tweeted me a couple of... Yeah, he tweeted me a picture of him signed. He also got... he had a picture of... He had told us that he had Urlacher game-worn cleats, and I guess Urlacher must have been there yesterday or this weekend signing. He has a picture of Urlacher with those cleats, and he said he also got him to sign a letter photo-matching them. How much does that help the value of a game-used item like that if you can get the guy who wore them to give you that type of provenance with it, Bill?
Well, that almost seals the deal right there. There's virtually nothing better than that as far as provenance goes.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wondering whether it's legitimate or not, that kind of answers that question. He also has... The five original members of AC/DC signed an album cover here. Todd was busy this weekend. That's one I have no clue. I would bet that would be a pretty valuable item. Is that somebody, you guys do handle rock autographs, right, Bill? Rock stars?
Oh, absolutely. Those are very highly sought after because you don't see much of that.
Yeah. And a lot of times they don't stay together, the entire band or whatever. If you can get the original members, it's usually, especially early in the career of when they started, it's usually very valuable. So it's already time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can call us at 312-332-3776. If you have a question about the value of an item or if you have something you think is neat that you want to tell us about, and we're giving away to one caller or a tweeter to T Crown Tom a box of 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball. So give us a call. You get in the drawing if you get on the show. And we've got, actually, Vince and I have our fantasy baseball draft this week. I think I'm 8th and Vince is 12th. I don't like that 8th spot so much. I like being at either end. I don't really like that 8th spot.
Yeah, at 8, you just don't know if you pick a guy or would he get back to you if you waited. It's kind of hard. I like being at the end because I get two picks in a row, so we'll see how it goes.
I'm hoping one of the guys that I have ranked higher drops. I know Trout's not gonna drop. We know that. I just put up spring training stats on MLB Trout. 517 he's hitting with 3 homers and 12 RBIs, 3 steals. Which brings me to the Chris Bryant thing, where I know that the majority of Cub fans thinks it's a good idea to make him wait. But here's what I never hear in that argument. Chris Bryant's not 19 or 20. He's 23 years old already. Mike Trout's 23. He's got 2 seconds and a first for MVP. Bryant's already under Cub control way longer than a lot of the stars who come up. He looks like he's an A-Rod type star. He could be that type of a hitter. A-Rod, when he was 20, I think hit, what, 30-some homers and yep. drove in 120 runs when he was 20.
Yep. And hit .358 that year, by
yeah,
the way,
right.
You know?
I think crazy. I think they're missing the point that Bryant's already kind of late getting started. Get him, if he stays as hot as he is with 8 homers in the minor leagues, and if he's hot this week and going into the season, I'm sorry, I disagree. A lot of people agree. Steve Rosenblum has a column today and basically calling everyone who disagrees stupid, and he's smart, which, of course, you know.
That says
so,
more about him than us, I
well,
think.
Well, I don't know. So I'm stupid. But his thing is, because Scott Boras thinks he should call him up, that it's the right thing to do. You disagree with Scott Boras. That's dumb right there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But
I actually think Epstein is going to bring him to camp, and he'll start opening day. I really, really believe that. Absolutely. They're playing St. Louis the first, you know, series, and then they go to Colorado. So,
right. Boy.
You know, that'd be a great first 10 days of the season.
Come on. How can you, if he's still hot, how can you not call him up? I'm sorry. But, here's the Scott Boras. Who do you disagree with if he gets sent to the minors? Scott Boras is saying this guy was maybe the best hitter in all of baseball in the spring. He's got the minor league stats to back it up. Why are you waiting to call him up? Or the Cubs, who obviously are doing it just to regain control longer, just for money, and ignoring the chance that he might win you a couple of games. And here's something, speaking of stupid, that Steve Rosenblum writes today that may be the dumbest thing I've ever read in a sports writer's column. I don't think he gets the whole war stat thing, okay? If Bryant plays as well as everyone hopes, he would do well to compile a war of 6.0. That's one win a month. Even if Bryant is brought up 2 weeks into the season, he still could account for that one win above a replacement player. Okay, it doesn't say, okay, you get your one win this month, and then that's it for... What if he's hot and helps win 3 or 4 games?
Yep.
What if they leave him down and he blows out his knee jumping off one of the rickety old buses they're driving on or whatever? You know? I mean, come on. He's ready. Call him up.
Yep. I think they will.
I hope they do. Yep. And once again, he's not 19. No, he's not 20.
He's
23.
It's time.
Okay. We may hear from Cub fans who disagree, and that's fine. You're welcome to disagree, but that's my point of view. And I do know that the majority of Cub fans are going with that. The herd is following along with that one. I'm just not buying it, and it's really age-related is the main reason.
Yeah, it's not like he's 18 or 19,
no.
You know, having this type
and you
of
want more
yeah,
seasoning
yeah.
a couple
seasons. He's 23.
Seasons.
It's time.
Right. John from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, John?
Hey, guys. I got a question for you. About a long time ago, 20 years ago or so, I sent in a few 1994 classic football cards, the MVPs with the gold little stamping in the middle.
Okay.
And I sent those in to be replaced, and they sent me a whole set of them. So I was wondering, because they're insert cards and because they were really scarce way back then,
you know what was considered scarce in the early 90s, unless it was serial number to a low number, probably wasn't really that scarce. I don't think there'd be a bunch of value to it. I remember having a set, I think it was by Classic Football. I think it was Classic, one of those companies that did college football, and it was serial number to like 320-some thousand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like 320,000. Yeah.
As if that was short printed or something.
Limited,
you know?
To 320,000. Alex is on the road. What's new, Alex? What do you have?
Yeah, hey there, guys. It's been quite a while now. I got a 1995 Bulls 72-10 team. I have a signature basketball with every player on it, not the coach, not Jackson, but I've got every player signed on it. And the owner of the facility was in Naperville. They went out of business.
Is it authenticated? I would get that authenticated. If the place that I think you're talking about, there were a few things that weren't good there. So I would do two things. I would get JSA or PSA DNA to authenticate all the signatures. And if you can get Phil Jackson on it, do it. Don't you think, Bill, that that Phil Jackson added to a Bulls team signed item from the championship years is a great addition, and you want to do it if you can?
Oh, absolutely. To have the coach on the team, a lot of times that adds significant value to it because, like you said, most of them don't have it.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't see the coaches on a lot of those teams.
But if it's all authentic and it's going to be over a grand, and if it looks really good, it might be, and Phil Jackson's on it, it might be close to $2,000. I mean, it's a great item, and that's always going to be, you know, especially if they hold up as the 72 wins. I mean, that's a great team, one of the greatest teams ever, obviously, and we'll always have the big value. You got the star appeal with Jordan, and Phil Jackson would be huge with it also. Ray from Chicago. What's up, Ray?
Good morning. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Hey, you got a Pete Rose authenticated signature ball given to us as a gift at school, the program. We want to put it up for an auction for bidding. What should we start it at?
On a school auction?
Yes.
Well, hopefully it'll do more in that setting than it normally would. Pete Rose has signed tons of baseballs, and it's hard to get more than $40 for them. But
really?
I would probably start it around 40 or 50, and in a charity auction. Is there alcohol there, Ray?
No, unfortunately, no.
Okay, well, that usually helps the bidding. But, you know, for instance, I donated a Raleigh Fingers signed photo a few years ago to just like a Highland School thing where they were doing a thing. It was like a $20 or $30 item. It went for over $100. I would think that a Pete Rose in a charity auction could do way better than the actual street value of it. Don't you agree, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. We've donated lots of items to charity auctions, and yes, some of them get ridiculous numbers because the people know that the charity or whatever that they're supporting, you know, is a worthwhile function, and they'll pay for it, and they're kind of also getting something in return for it rather than just writing a check to the foundation.
And most people know Pete Rose and the story and everything, so I would think it would do well. I'd probably start it at 50 and hope you get a couple $100 for it. That, you know, that would be nice. But if anybody wants to know what an actual retail value of a Rose ball is, it's really not much more than $50 right now because of just the amount he signs.
Do you think he'll get in his lifetime?
I think this new commissioner is going to look at it. He might. And the thing about Rose, the thing that's really valuable of his and still trades like a Hall of Famer, his rookie cards, his early cards in high shape, and any game-used items are big of his. Also,
if he gets in during his lifetime and he starts signing balls, he should put the HOF there that he's made the Hall of Fame on his signature.
Yeah,
and I think
true.
That's going to then
for that group
bring
of
that
them,
value of his signature.
That would
on a
definitely
ball up.
Help yep. those. I actually have a PSA 10 graded ball of Rose where I thought, well, that at least that it's a perfect ball with a perfect signature. It actually at least separates it from the pack, but he just signs so much. There were certain guys like that. Bob Feller started signing at a young age and always signed a lot and lived till he was around 90, and there's a ton of his signatures. Great pitcher, but he signed a ton.
Yep.
Other guys that are hard to get to sign, you know, and maybe not as good of players, but their stuff is actually more valuable. Okay, we have Scott from Crystal Lake is on the line. This is interesting. Scott, what do you have?
Hey, I've got a little departure here. Since a couple weeks ago, they had the 70th anniversary of Monopoly.
Yes.
I found a research on this. It's a 1B. It wasn't the very first edition, but it was the second half of the first edition, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Of Monopoly, and it comes with, it's in the board, or it's in the box. It comes with the board, all the original playing pieces, all the original cards, and the original money. And
what type of shape are all that?
Oh, it's just like it came out in 1935. The box itself outside is a little rough, but the board and the inside all of the things that were inside are just, including the box, there's an interior box that the money and the playing pieces came in.
Wow, what was it, just sitting in the attic for all that time? You didn't know it was there?
No, you know, I bought it at a rummage sale.
Recently?
$2.
Recently or a long time ago?
A couple years ago.
Huh. What do you think of that, Bill?
Well, I don't know that I've done any research on those. Scott, have you found any of those that have sold?
No, I haven't, and that's the thing. I found enough research to find what edition it is, or in other words, when it was released. But I haven't been able to find anything that lists any kind of relative values, and I was just kind of curious.
Does it look the same as the current games, like all the different pieces and the board, everything look pretty much the same?
The board looks relatively the same. The pieces were wooden, and they were geometric figures, like a little. And then the cards, the community test, and the chance cards were actually pencil drawings.
Really?
They're very neat, and you know the flavor is still the same, but they're just they're unique to when you consider how many you know the different types of boards. Up there are now.
Boy, that seems like that would have the potential to be a pretty valuable item, doesn't it, Bill?
Yo, I would, Scott, I'd be happy to run that in our auction. I mean, anytime we run something in our auction like that, Americana items, where it's the first one we've run, sometimes they get just crazy money.
Yeah. So contact Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott during the week. When are you going to be back from the show, Bill?
I'll be in the office tomorrow.
Okay, so 301 608-0355, and if you want to tweet me any pictures of that or email them to tom@tcrowntom.com, I'd post on Twitter. I'd like to see what some of that stuff looks like,
absolutely.
Actually. I'd love to see it. But yeah, I think that'd be a neat auction item, Scott.
Absolutely, I will. I'm on the road right now, but I'll definitely get you some pictures of that.
All right, beautiful. Okay, well, it's time for another short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, giving away a box of 2015 Topps Heritage to one caller. So call with an item you think might be valuable, and we'll try to help you with the value. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. We're giving away a box of 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball, and Vince Clementi's company, ERC Delivery, will deliver to the winner right to their door free of charge. I promised myself I would mention this item. I was going to mention it last week. This is on, you can see it at tcrowntom.com. My eBay seller ID is tcrowntom. Carlos Rodon, here's the White Sox pitcher. I love this inscription. I'm really into autograph the inscriptions on it, but this one is a card from Leaf Trinity 2014, signed by Carlos Rodon, numbered to 25, and he wrote the inscription, "Can't wait to play in the big leagues."
That's cool.
So the good part about that, when you get it down the road, let's say he turns into another Chris Sale or whatever, you know he signed that before he was in the majors.
Absolutely.
So you know when it was signed. It's just cool. I thought that was a neat item. So I mentioned it. Now, Vince, you were looking on eBay and you saw some replicas.
Yeah, there's a lot of action on eBay on Monopoly and some reproductions. And, Bill, how would you best authenticate a board game?
Knowing that it's not a replica, that it's original, do you even know?
Boy, that's a good question, Vince. I mean, a lot of times, just the sight of it and the feel of it and the texture of everything kind of authenticates itself. But, no, you're right. I don't know if they've ever reproduced the first edition of Monopoly at some point throughout the last 70 or 80 years.
Yeah, they do have replicas that are on eBay, so that's, if he does call you this week, that's something you want to make sure you check out with them, that it isn't the replica that he has, that it is an original.
I would think, though, the replicas, a lot of times when they do that, they mark them.
You would think, yeah. Right. Willie from Gurnee is on the line. What's new, Willie?
Morning, Tom. Vince.
Hi.
Morning.
Before I wanted to ask you my question, I just wanted to reluctantly, because I'm not a big fan, But Stevenson High School just won the football and basketball title.
Wow.
Really? In Illinois,
and I just thought that was just incredible. Hopefully their baseball team isn't all that great, but
now, why are you? Well, never mind. We won't get into the details why you're not a big fan. On to your item, Willie.
Well, I live in Gurnee, so I'm a Zion, and my kids went to Warren. But anyhow,
okay.
Back when I was in high school, back in 1980, I had a language class, and they give you all these empty cassette tapes. And being a big Phillies fan, they finally got Pete Rose and looked like they were going to win it. I taped the Houston series in the playoffs and the World Series against Kansas City.
Okay.
And got it all on cassette tape, and now it's 35 years later, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's worth something.
I don't think so. But there are companies that do sell original videos of older games.
There was a guy at the show.
Yeah.
At the show this weekend that was CDs of
But I don't think something from the 80s, I think that's still pretty readily available. I don't know. I guess you'd have to look that up. Look up the company that does that. You don't do anything with that, do you, Bill?
Well, no, but what we have had, Willie, people have brought in those old 8mm film in those big round tin canisters and stuff like that, that of the 1935 World Series or the 1940
World Series.
Those, and what I've actually told those people to do, if you want to market that thing, is have it converted to a DVD. There are companies that will do that so that somebody doesn't need an old 8mm or 16mm projector to watch it, but yet they have the original and they could still watch what's on this big original.
I remember seeing somebody had an 8mm. I don't know if it was on television that they showed it or something online. But it was somebody that was at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, and he's got the camera on the field, and then he pans it over into the stands, and there's Humphrey Bogart walking up the aisle
there. That's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. So, Willie, if you got something like that, that helps too. But I would check out that company, Google old sports videos, and there might even be somebody in Naperville that handles that stuff. But you're right. They do show up at, maybe they're at the show today, too, in Rosemont, where Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott will be there till 2 or 3 o'clock today if you want to see him.
Yeah, the Nationals coming up in Chicago this year, too, so
yes,
I'm sure they'll be there as well.
Bill, you guys are going to have a big display at the National. That's early August, right?
Yep, last weekend of July, first weekend in August. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Luke from Wheaton has been patiently waiting. Thanks, Luke. What do you have?
How's it going, guys? I have a baseball signed by Patrick Kane before he started his rookie season.
Oh, a baseball, huh?
Yep.
See, now, I actually like that. I have a baseball signed by Derrick Rose that he signed in November of his rookie year. And nice. The good part about baseballs is you can get any celebrity on them, and the guys who do just collect single-signed baseballs, yeah, they're going to want that Patrick Kane. Now, what do you think, Bill, is worth more, a Patrick Kane signed puck or a Patrick Kane signed baseball?
Well, I think you answered your own question in the fact that there's far less baseballs signed by him than there are pucks.
Right.
And
I think it looks better, too, actually, in a display.
Oh, sure. Baseball is probably the most premier thing to sign, just the way the ball is with the white background.
Right. Yeah, so I would think a Patrick Kane signed baseball. I don't think I'd ask less than 100 on it if it was authenticated by, if you got it at a show or if PSA or JSA had authenticated it. I think it'd be at least $100. So I like that. Ted from Chicago's on the line. What do you have there, Ted?
Hey, man. I don't know if you guys remember. It's been about 50 years now. Heartland Company had some statues that were made about 62, 63 of baseball players.
Yes.
And I have a Warren Spahn and a Mickey Mantle.
Oh, now, do you still have the original boxes? Or?
No, not the boxes, but I got the original bat on the Mickey Mantle. A lot of times that was lost, too.
Okay, now how about the color of them, white or creamy yellow looking?
Yeah, I would go about a 5 or a 6 on it. And the Warren Spahn is kind of weak. The dog got his leg.
Oh.
The mantle is It's pretty good.
Well, what do you think, Bill? And the Mantle's probably the better one anyway, huh?
Oh, yeah. Ted, do they stand up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
A lot of times they don't stand up. They fall down.
You remember how many they made? It was like 16. They had Ernie Banks and Aparicio, I think. And
Now that you...
18.
It was total of 18.
18, you're right. Dick, what is that guy from Pittsburgh? Dick Oak, I think.
Dick Grote, he's the
Dick
tough
Grote, you're, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, the reason that the lesser named guys are tougher is because
they didn't make enough of them.
If you walked into a store, you could buy whoever you want.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It wasn't like an unopened pack where you just got who you got.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
If Mickey Mantle was sitting next to Dick Grote, there were a lot more Mantle than Dick Grote.
You know, now that you mention it, Ted, one of my customers came in. She used to work at a department store called Brokers in downtown Naperville, and she had Banks and an Aparicio still with the original boxes.
Oh, geez.
And these things were white as almost as the day they were made, with some of the tags, and it still had the Brokers like $1.95 price tags on them. Those are actually going to be in the Huggins April auction. But now, what do you think a Mantle in, you know, that's yellowed some and without the box, Bill? Any estimate?
Well, $125, $150
bucks. Oh, okay, yeah.
And the spawn is probably $40 or $50.
Uh-huh.
Especially because the dog chewed his leg.
So there was 18 of them made altogether.
You gonna try to make the whole set, Ted, or are you gonna turn?
No. I went to a show and and I'd have to get 16 more of them, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
I'd just save them. How about Civil War cards?
Well, from the 50s or
60s? Early 60s, yeah. I got the whole set.
1965, Civil War news. Yeah, the whole set of those is about $150 to $200.
Okay, yeah, nothing to...
Are there any of those that get more money if they're high grade, Bill?
Well, the first card and then the last card, the checklist, are the two big ones. And then... The other thing that's good with that is they issued money.
Money, yeah, Civil War money. Yeah, I got all that.
Yeah, the whole set of the 18 money sells for probably as much as the set of the cards.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. It's stuff I haven't looked in about 20 years. So,
you know, maybe you ought to start searching around, Ted. You might have some valuable
stuff. How about
stuff?
Those little presidents they used to sell at Jewel for about a quarter apiece? You remember them?
No. What were they?
They're little presidents. They're about an inch and a half tall.
Like
and the last one made was Lyndon Johnson, early 60s.
Many, little, I never have seen those. Have you ever had those, Bill?
I'm trying to picture what it is now.
Yeah, many presidents from Jewel. That's one that was a little before my time, I think.
Well, about early 60s, 62.
Okay, well, I would have been probably in the baseball
I had to be after
section 60. If I was at Jewel at that time. When did Jewel even start? I don't even know.
They had these big bins at the door, and you would go in there and whatever you needed. I think they were a quarter or 35 cents or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be, Johnson became president. Yeah, it had to be after 64, okay.
So do you have a Kennedy?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Eisenhower?
Oh, yeah, all the way to Johnson.
And then all the way going back to George Washington?
George Washington. And they had they had like a stand that was made out of styrofoam. I don't have that. It was a white stand.
They went first class there that year, didn't they?
Yeah, Ted, if that's something you're interested in revisiting, possibly including in one of our auctions, give me a call during the week.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Before you call him, though, Ted, look around for... I bet you've got other stuff, don't you?
I got models from AMT.
See, listen,
Send pictures to Tom.
Get pictures. Oh. Get a list of all the stuff that you have. You might have some stuff that surprises you how valuable it is.
And okay, then
you can send them to Bill Huggins and auction them and roll in the dough.
Roll in the dough. That's the name of the game. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Ted. And now we have John, who's on the road waiting to talk. Thanks for the call, John. What do you have?
Yeah. Hey guys, how you doing? You know, as a matter of fact, I have that whole presidential collection that guy just asked about. I have that whole thing with the stand from Jewel, and those things are cool as hell. They're about 3 inches tall, each president, no color statue. Anyway.
You're kidding. You really do have that?
I just got it in my basement. I got the whole thing with the little, it's a styrofoam stand where they each stand on pedestals.
Oh.
It's got little colonnades in the back. It's a pretty cool.
That's
little
cool
item. Anyway, what I want to ask you guys about, I have a Seagram's mirror. I know you guys probably remember Seagram 7 had the mirrors with the ball players.
Yeah.
You know, Stargell, Clemente. But I got, of course, an Ernie Banks one because I love Ernie. And I had Ernie sign it at the convention maybe about 10 years ago. Just kind of curious. I'm never going to sell the piece, but my kids will probably do something with it when the time comes. What do you think that might be worth?
Well, I don't think that's more than 100, but what do you think, Bill? Are you with me on that?
He's talking about the mirrors?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Seagram's mirror. You know, they're in color, and they're beautiful pieces. Oh, yeah.
No, I think Tom's right on as far as what that would sell for, $100, maybe a little more.
I would also really like you to send me a picture of that president display to see what the display, it really is styrofoam?
Yeah, there's this thick styrofoam, and it's etched, so that president, each president stands in a little niche, you know what I'm saying? So I'll have to dig it out, I'll listen for your email or something and try and send you a picture.
Yeah, if you can. Well, T-Crown Tom's my Twitter ID. Tom at tcrowntom.com is my email. Okay. So if you can send me one, I'd post it on Twitter. I think everybody would like to see that. Yep. Well, I would anyway.
Definitely. I think most people would.
What are the odds of that, though, that two people in a
back
row
to back,
knew about
that's
that?
That's amazing. There you go.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John. I've never heard those before. Yep. No one has ever called about them in all the years. And there we go, back to back, presidential. Okay, now don't forget, Bill Huggins is at the Fanatics show in Rosemont today till 2 or 3 o'clock. If you have something that you think you want to get in a Huggins and Scott auction, you can meet Bill at the show. Bill, you've got the ESPN radio show sign on your table so people know where you are?
Well, unfortunately, our ESPN radio sign has been... I think somebody stole it and put it on eBay or something.
That's going to get some heavy betting.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
we're going to need to get another one of those. The guys, I thought it was with my friend who does the show with me, and the guys can't seem to find it. So we'll have to see if we can find another one at least to get it so I can have it for the national.
Yeah, I'll get you one made for the national.
Well, there was only three made in the history, so you have one of three there, so that could be pretty valuable.
Yeah. Well, wait, you've got one. Where's the third one?
Don't you have one?
I don't think I do.
Oh, I thought you had one for yourself.
I don't know.
Oh,
I'll have to look.
One of two, Bill. That's, you know.
I don't think I do it. It's time to do the drawing. Bill from Chicago's waiting. We just don't have time for you this week. Sorry, Bill, if you can maybe give us a call next week closer to 7. And Vince.
The winner this week is going to be John from On the Road. So I hope you're still listening, John. Email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Yes, ERC Delivery will deliver it to your door free of charge. You have to get that email in by Friday, though, so we can not add it to the next week prize. And then Bill Huggins is the HugginsandScott.com auction. Bidding begins March 30th, runs through April 9th, so go to HugginsandScott.com. And don't forget, Bill Huggins is at Rosemont today at the Fanatics Show till 2. And I'm at T-Crown every day but Sunday, every day of the week. Check out TCrownTom.com, and T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.